Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply. The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, so I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA, FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grooms.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.
Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. From pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
A little bit of everything on this February afternoon. The NBA returns tonight, thank God. The Nets will continue to try to tank, and the New York Knicks will get their final crack at the Detroit Pistons in the regular season. More on that game as this show goes on. But I think the Knicks are kind of simple as we enter the second half of this season. They got to get to the NBA Finals. Like, I think it's a consensus among Knicks fans that anything less than that, losing in the conference finals, losing in the semifinals, it would be considered a massive disappointment. And I think it's straightforward. Now, I can argue it and say they got to win a title. You can go even further than that, especially knowing Jalen Brunson wants the Knicks to scratch his back for the discount he gave them a couple of years ago. So I could totally buy the Knicks fan taking it a step further, saying, no, the finals aren't enough. The window won't be open forever. We have to win a championship. But I think that they are one of the most straightforward teams in this town in terms of what's a success?
Yeah.
And that is, they got to go further than last year and get to the NBA Finals.
Right. It's the expectation that has been there, that they've been building towards, that Leon Rose has carefully and sometimes quietly, because he doesn't talk about this, made steps to make this team an NBA champion. And at some point, it's like, do your business or get off the pot.
Right.
And so every single year, you've progressed a step forward. Now you got to really get to the ultimate stage and then see what happens. Once you get there, you can't call it a success, because if you get there as Nick fans or Nick team, you're going to expect to win.
Oh, absolutely. You'll be massively disappointed, and I'll do that same speech I do with myself and other teams where you never know if you're going to get back.
Right.
So I totally get that. I think what makes defining Nick's success easier than the other teams we're about to get to is that they're on this straight line. You mentioned, since the second year of the Tom Thibodeau, Leon Rose era, where they did miss the playoffs, there's been a line of success, right?
Right.
They get to the second round, then they get to the second round, but it's closer, then they get to the conference finals, and so now you look and say, it's the NBA Finals. Like, there's nowhere else to go besides that line. And while right now they may not feel as good as the Detroit Pistons, I don't think any of that matters come April, May, and June. They have to get to the NBA Finals, and that is not me speaking out of turn. When it comes to the Yankees, I think it's a little bit more complicated. I asked Sean about this last week as the Yankee fan, and I said, what's a success? And his answer was actually very similar to the answer he gave 2 years ago, which is, they got to get to the World Series and win, unless it's the Dodgers, yeah, right. Then I'm okay with it.
Right. Yeah, you're not okay with it, but you're not going to be pissed off about it.
I'm accepting it, and this comes from the, despite everything I've said about all the teams in the Western Conference and the NBA, I view of the four major sports, the Dodgers to be the biggest behemoth cooking right now.
Yeah.
So I would be okay in bending the knee and understanding that was
bound
to happen.
And it's growing. It's a behemoth that's getting bigger.
Correct. Well,
but what's funny, though, about that is, and I really respect Max Fried for doing it, it was late last week when Max Fried showed up at Yankee camp. He made it very clear that we have to win a World Series.
Yeah.
Like, anything short of that is a failure. Here's what Max Fried said late last week when he reported to Yankee camp.
The end goal is to win a World Series, and if you don't do that, it's it's not a good year.
Here's why he's right, and I'm not saying this to make the bar unfair to you. I sat here 2 years ago. You sat here 2 years ago. We were all here 2 years ago when they lost to the LA Dodgers. And it was not enough.
No.
And I know, well, you look at game one, you look at game five. You lose the World Series as the Yankees, as a team that hasn't won one since 2009, which I don't think is a long streak. But according to you people, it's like going through the Sahara Desert without water.
Yeah.
You're going to come away from it, whether it's the Dodgers, whether it's, it doesn't matter who you lose to, as, hey, that's not enough. So I actually disagree with your assessment. I think the Yankees are the team where they got to win a World Series. Otherwise, you're going to be sitting here clogging the phone lines in November and December, bitching about what happened and probably saying, hey, Aaron Boone needs to go.
Yeah, but that, look, you go back to that one, and you don't want to dwell on it because were the Dodgers the better team? Maybe, but probably not. I mean, they were bullpenning that season, especially at the end of the season because they were so compromised pitching-wise. But you knew the Yankees were also flawed because of the butchering in the field that you saw all season long that Aaron Boone kept saying, oh, it's fine, it's fine, it's fine. And it is fine until you drop a pop fly in center field by one of your best outfielders. And so, like, all of those little things make that season frustrating because you should have won, but you also understand it's the Dodgers.
Well, can I counter this with a last year question? If the Yankees were the Blue Jays, right, everything played out exactly the same.
Yeah.
You lose a heartbreaking 7-game series to the Los Angeles Dodgers. Would you feel like, not really a failure? We took them to the 7th game. They had a loaded rotation. They're the Dodgers.
No, I think, like, if you're the Blue Jays, as frustrating as it is for you, it's similar to the Yankees because you lost to the Dodgers, you also have to give the golf clap to Yoshinobu Yamamoto because of what he did and how he performed when it mattered. And so,
ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
I feel like the Yankees lost the series. I feel like the Blue Jays just got beat.
Yeah, and you may be right about that, but I'm telling you that if the Yankees lose a World Series to the Dodgers, whether it's in 5, where they blew it, which is fair, or it's in 7, where it's, I got to tip my hat, the Yankee fan will spend the offseason with that, we didn't get the job done.
No, you're right.
And I know that's unfair because it's very difficult to win a championship in baseball, but I think that as we sit here in February, it's easier to say, oh no, we lose to the Dodgers, I'm good. No, you got to win a championship. I know the way you guys act. I know the way you guys feel. I understand that 2009 was a long time ago. Like, they got to win a championship. I think anything short of that, I think with the Knicks, it's the finals. I think with the Yankees, it's, there needs to be a parade down the Canyon of Heroes. And if not, you'll find something to bitch about and blame it all on Aaron Boone.
Yeah, see, I think this is where the difference is. I think if the Yankees lose to the Dodgers, you're right, we will find ways to be, you can't make that decision, Aaron Boone, or Brian Cashman didn't do enough in the offseason. We knew the Dodgers were sitting there. The difference is, I don't think people are going to be mad at the Yankee players. They're not going to be mad at Gerrit Cole or Max Fried or Aaron Judge. The question becomes with the Knicks, we've seen this core knock on the door. You got your head coach out. You got a new head coach. If you now fail not to make the finals, don't you start to turn on the core of players as opposed to what the Yankee fan is doing, which is turning on the organization itself?
Yeah, but I think that you guys did turn on your players a little bit in 2024. I mean, there was heavy criticism of Aaron Judge dropping a fly ball. There was heavy criticism of Gerrit Cole allowing miscues to cause a meltdown. Like, let's not act that it was just Aaron Boone.
Heavy criticism strong. We were annoyed at the way that inning unfolded, but the series was already 3-1. We were annoyed that Aaron Boone made that decision in game one.
It didn't need to be. It could have been
right
the other way. 3-1 Yankees.
But if you ask any Yankee fan, they were still mad about Boone going to Cortez in game one more than they were that the drop pop-up happened.
I get that. I think the point is, though, no matter how it ends, there will be a level of, we failed.
Yeah.
And that's the point of where the Yankees are.
Yeah.
It's championship or bust. And it's an unfair statement. I acknowledge it as I say it because of all the little things that can cause you to not win. There have been many years in baseball before this Dodger back-to-back run where they would win 108 games and then get knocked out in the division series. Like, baseball sometimes makes no sense, especially when you get into a short series. But I just know the way you guys think. And I think if we're being fair in the middle of February about what's a successful season, I think for the Yankee fan, it's winning a world championship. For the Knicks, it's getting to the NBA Finals. For the Mets, it's a little complicated.
Yeah.
We are not there yet.
Don't know yet.
I don't know yet what.
What to expect from this current team.
There's a difference between what to expect and what is a success. You know what I mean?
Well, playoffs, obviously, is bottom. It's the lowest. It's the floor.
The bare minimum.
Right.
Yes.
It's playoffs.
I think it's actually an elevated floor. It's not only bare minimum making the playoffs. This can't come down to 162 either. You can't be sitting there on the edge of your seat on that last weekend of the year. The Mets need to leave no doubt in making the playoffs.
Well, here's the problem with that statement. If you leave it to the last day of the year and then you win and then you go on a deep run, then it's all fine, 2024.
Yes, you're right. But my point is, like, you shouldn't be in a nail-biting situation with the Cincinnati Reds this year.
You shouldn't be. But in terms of defining Mets success, and I think this is the more complicated of the three teams we've hit on to begin this show. With the Knicks, I think it is clear as day, they got to get to the NBA Finals. With the Yankees, to me, it's clear it's a championship. But I think the only other argument would be the World Series. No one is calling up today saying, if we get to the ALCS, that's a good year.
No shot.
No one's saying that.
No.
So for the Knicks, it's the Finals. For the Yankees, it's either championship or losing a tough World Series to the Dodgers.
Right.
For the Mets, there's layers to this because you're right. The bare minimum is making the postseason. But I got to tell you, man, I experienced 2022 losing in that Fugazi first round to the San Diego Padres. I experienced 2016 losing in the wild card game to the San Francisco Giants. That ain't making the playoffs.
So it's division then. Divisional round.
My bare minimum
is divisional.
Is the divisional series?
I can see that. Because but again,
that's the real playoffs.
No, you're right.
Yeah,
Devin. But the problem is, what's this team gonna look like? What's this Met team gonna be
like? What are my expectations?
Just, you don't know. It's so different and new than what you're. I mean, pitching or the staff is still the same, but different in some ways, obviously. But it's just, you don't know yet.
Well, here's what I know. They have enough talent to be a playoff team.
Of course they do.
So that's my bare minimum. Like, we can't be sitting here with the Mets missing the playoffs the second straight year. That can't happen.
Here's what I mean, though. Because I think you might be underestimating them.
Okay.
So if the first month of the season, they're playing 600 ball.
Oh, you mean like last year?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Doesn't that change?
Yeah.
Aren't you all of a sudden saying, holy crap, this team could win a World Series?
Can the bar be raised?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so. I think the element of the Mets that complicates it for me is that I've seen them play in a World Series. I've seen them play in a World Series twice.
Yep.
I've seen them get to an LCS a bunch of times. The one thing I haven't seen as a fan is a world championship. So right. I'm always going to be disappointed if a season ends without a championship, but I'm also trying to be realistic and fair with expectations.
Right.
This is also a franchise that hasn't seen the playoffs in back-to-back years since 15 and 16, and they've only accomplished that twice in the franchise's history. So I'm trying to be reasonable with it. And I think in an attempt to be reasonable, to me, it's the real postseason. And that's the division series.
Right.
Will I be disappointed if they lose in 4 or 5 to whoever they play? Of course I will. And I'll give the same speech I gave 2 years ago. You never know when you're going to get back,
right,
which turns out to be true. But I think anything short of that, and this is my point, anything short of the real playoffs, which is the division series, I will tell you with a straight face, that was a disappointment.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean I got to fire everybody. I'm just telling you, I will feel as a Met fan, this was a massively disappointing year if we're not further than a division series.
I think it'll be even more disappointing because of so many of the pieces this year, from Peralta to Bo Bichette,
could
be gone.
That's fair. That's totally fair.
It's like a one-shot chance at it.
I don't think it's a one-shot chance at it because I know that this team will spend for other players of that nature next year.
But who?
Well, I don't know, but I didn't think it would be Bo Bichette either. You know what I mean?
Yeah, true.
So I'm not worried about windows closing. I think it's different with the Knicks. I think it's different because of the nature of the sport. It's different because of the salary cap structure. It's different because of the roster. It's different because of Jalen Brunson potentially wanting $480 million in a couple of years. I think windows close in the NBA. I don't think until baseball changes its format, which I am still skeptical will happen, even with a long lockout, I don't believe that happens. So I'm not worried that, boy, if the Mets don't win this year, they're going to go in the wilderness for 20 years.
Right.
I just know that right now, the real playoffs would be my bar. Want to get things a little bit more difficult?
Go ahead.
A little bit more uncomfortable? I think we've clarified the Knicks pretty well. Of course, if you disagree, 888-808-1019. They have to get to the NBA Finals. For the Yankees, it's a world championship. For the Mets, it's at least getting to the division series. What about your football team? And I know we have a whole offseason, but I don't think the Giants are making household changes. Like, I don't think their roster is going to look 80% different than the previous year.
No.
You got your head coach.
Yeah.
You have a new coaching staff. You know Jackson Dart, your quarterback. The Giant one is a little complicated.
It is complicated because it's not full yet. What's going to happen, what the team's going to look like. At this point, you know, because it's obviously in spring training, what the Mets are going to look like after a interesting offseason. We don't know yet what the Giants are going to look like because free agency hasn't started yet. And you got to believe that even though they're cap strained, that they're going to go get some needed free agents for certain positions, whether that's depth at linebacker or a veteran wide receiver. Who were we talking about? Mike Evans yesterday. He's free. He wants to continue his career. Somebody like that. And then the draft. Like, what do they do in the draft? They have a top five pick. And so they're certainly going to add somebody with a high potential. And maybe even a couple of those if they draft well in the second and third rounds as well. I actually don't have a third round pick, but you know what I mean, later on in the draft. So I can't tell you what the team fully is going to look like, but I can tell you that a winning season is the bare minimum.
I agree with that.
Winning season,
yep.
Bare minimum.
I agree.
And maybe if Jackson Dart is what we think he is, it could be playoffs.
Yeah, I think your assessment is spot on. I really do. And again, keep this in mind when we talk about what's a successful season and not. I know with the Knicks, you may look at Mike Brown and say, I'm firing him after 1 year. But I'm not saying that. Like, just because you don't meet the expectations means you're going to blow everything up.
Yeah.
Like, the Yankees losing the World Series, I'm not suggesting they're going to fire Aaron Boone. I think the one guy who may be on the firing line in this is Mendoza, where if they miss the playoffs, if they miss that bare minimum.
Right. Does that be two in a row?
Yeah, I think that's contract status. Like, I think that's completely different. So keep this in mind, especially when we talk about the Giants. No one's suggesting that after 1 year, how about John Harbaugh's a failure, get rid of him. It's more year one being a success versus a disappointment.
Yeah.
And I completely agree with you. I'm not going to say playoffs. I thought playoffs when they first hired him, but I'm also open-minded enough to know that there are certain seasons where 9 wins isn't good enough.
Right.
There have been seasons in the past where 10 wins is not good enough.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to say it's playoffs. I do think you nailed it with winning season.
Yeah.
You win 9 games, I think as a Giant fan, you're like, wow.
Yeah.
Ho!
The interesting thing, because when we talk about football, you immediately have to go to the division. And so you just go look at the division right now and where it is. The Philadelphia Eagles are clearly the class in the division the last couple of years, but are they the same? Like going into 2026, A.J. Brown could not be there, potentially, if he gets traded or disgruntled and he's gone for some way, shape or form. The offensive line has aged out a little bit. They have basically fired or moved on or changed their offensive line coach, who 2 years ago we thought was the best offensive line coach in football, and Jeff Stoutland. They have a new offensive coordinator who's 33 years old, and it feels like there's instability with the Eagles. So, yeah, they've been the class, but are they still going to stay the class? Now that they really have to coach their way into success, the Dallas Cowboys are a defenseless team. They have a really good offense, but their defense has been putrid the last couple of years. And then you look at the Commanders, who also have a 21-year-old or 31-year-old offensive coordinator and trying to do it again with Jaden Daniels coming off a rough season. So the division actually looks accessible.
Looks more accessible today
yes.
than it did a year ago. Not just because you're better, but because of all the teams you described having more questions.
100%.
The Eagles aren't coming off a Super Bowl anymore.
No.
The Commanders aren't coming off of an NFC championship game anymore.
Right. What did they win, 5 games?
Yeah, they had a terrible season. And there's questions about Jaden Daniels' health.
Right.
And now Jaden Daniels is openly flirting with the city of Philadelphia. Exactly. Talking about how great the city is. I mean, what's he doing?
Exactly.
So I agree with you. And I think that changes things a little bit, which is why I'm with you about the Giants. Now, it's a little murkier because of the offseason that we still have to have play out. But I think for them, it's win 9 games. Is that fair, Mr. I Host 7 Giant Podcast?
I'm not there yet with 9 wins. I'm not. Now, they could.
Where are you then? Are you sub 500?
I'm not sub 500, but I think this
I mean, you got to be past competence.
Yeah, no, past competence, no doubt about it. I just think that for whatever everything Evan just said, I'm not ready to say that because I just think this team has so many glaring holes and I got to see how they fill them before I declare 9 wins.
Right.
But I think the question.
I caveated that. I preface that.
My answer to the Giants is more complicated. It's more, I'm giving them a 2-year arc. It's either this year or next year, they need to be in the playoffs.
That's
and if
fair.
That means. It's an 8-win season. That's not a winning season, but they're more competent. You see them on the come, and then the payoff is next year. Or they come out of the gates burning, they make the playoffs, but like there's a letdown the next year. The next 2 years, they got to be in the playoffs. One of those 2 years.
Yeah. Well, I think it's, you said the in the hunt graphic, or maybe
yes.
I said that last year about the Jets.
Yeah. And I told Harbaugh that when we were there.
That's right. We need to be, he liked that one.
Yes.
The in the hunt graphic. He's like, I may use that.
Give the New York Giants a big round of applause.
Oh, we will. If you win 9 games. If you win 9 games. The Jet thing. See, the Jet thing I can't touch. I'll tell you why. Their makeup of the offseason will dictate if this is a tanky season, if this is a real rebuild season, or, and I don't think the Jets are going to do this, but it is a possibility, they go spend aggressively, bring in a veteran quarterback, and build a team with the intentions of winning right now.
Right.
And that's where the expectation game for the Jets could completely change. But the way I view it, and you tell us if I'm wrong, and Tiki's wrong, 888-808-1019, is as we enter the second half of this basketball season, for the New York Knicks, it's finals or bust.
Mm-hmm.
For the New York Yankees, entering a brand new baseball season, as always it seems, it's championship or bust. The Met fan? I don't know. You guys may argue with this. The real postseason, which is the division series or bust. And with the Giants, a winning season or bust.
Yeah.